The beginning of Parshas Dvorim begins with Moshe Rabbeinu's Teichachot Klal Yisrael. Eila Dvorim Asher Dibur Moshe Al Kol Yisrael Beivar Yarden Bamidbor Barovo Mulsuf Bein Porno Meitiv Olav Nechatzei Shadi Zahol. So Rashi says that Chazarnu Al Kol Makrimis. We went to bring them from Chazal. We try to find out where all these places were. Chazarnu Kol Mikro V'Le Matzino Mokim Shishmo Teichov Olavin. All these mekaymes are not really mekaymes. They're chatarim. They're referring to chatarim. So how come it says it as mekaymes? It's kilu, the Torah puts it down as different places. Why is that the way that the Torah refers to the different averis that they did? So I thought to be, I'll feel what the Chafetz Chaim used to say. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that could be that on a map that we have down here, Radin is a very small shtetl. So it's not even a dot on the map. But he says in the Shemaim, Radin is a huge metropolitan. Well, it's a huge city. It's not a huge metropolis. It's not a tiny little dot. Why? Because a place is really nikfa kafi the ruchnis of the place, not lafi the gashmis, not lafi kamus. Always, Volvo says that anytime it says Godel in the Torah, it's always referring to Echus, not in Kamus. It's not referring real Godless, it's Pnimius. It's not Mishte Godel, B'yom Yigom L'Sitchok. Rashi says, G'durli Ador Yerushom. Mishte Godel doesn't mean a big party. There was Echus there. That's what in the Torah, a place is Nikva. The Chashivas of Amokim is Nikva, not V'fi the amount of people, but rather V'fi the Echus. And the Meila, V'fi the Ruchnius. If you feed the Ruchnius, that's our places. If the Ruchnius was because of an Aver, Rachman Litzlan, so then it gets a big splash because of the Aver. If it's because of a mitzvah, then it gets a big splash because of the mitzvah. Each place is Nikva, Kafi, the Ruchnius. And I think that's maybe one Nikuda, really, to hone in on, if we're trying to get a Sheiches to the Churban. See, some Nikuda that we could be Mishtayach to. I think it's maybe this Nikuda. This Nikuda that Ruchnius is what's kriveil. I know that Ruchnius is really the ikur. Oilam is the lashon helam. You don't see the Ibn Shalom. You don't see Ruchnius b'chlal. I would say that maybe that's pshat in when it says oilam hafach reisi. Oilam hafach reisi is that the oilam is hafach. That what we see in front of us is really a facade. We see gashmius. That's all that we see. We don't see Ruchnius. We don't see that Ruchnius is a reality. However, it's the biggest reality. Revolver would. The famous story that he was with the Talmidim and he told him, knew what was the message I was trying to give over in all my shmuzin, if you could summarize in one sentence or less, what was the ikur you said I was trying to give over all the my shmuzin that I gave in Be'er Yaakov? And no one came up with the answer that he wanted, and he said, I was trying to give over this yisurin that Ruchnius is a reality, is a metzias, no less than gashmius. It's actually even more than gashmius, but the real metzias is the Ruchnius Dikmatiyas. I think that I was at a Vad this week, and the person who was giving the Vad mentioned the Goyim, who said that the Os Keneged those that live in the first Beis HaMikdash is like a Tarvid Rekev Keneged a Odom Chai. Tarvid Rekev means a spoonful of Rekev is whatever's left over in the Kever after everything gets dissolved, gets ruined, gets decays. That's what's left over. That's what we are compared to Bayis Rishon. And I asked them, what does that mean? What does that mean for me? What does it do with that piece of information? So, what he told me is just to recognize what was and what. It's a measuring stick to measure what was and what we're lacking. But practically, I think maybe the Nikuda is to realize that the maybe Klapi this Nikuda. That there they lived Ruchnius. At the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Iker revolved around the Davar Ruchni. They saw Ayin Ba'ayin, Kinir Hashem. You were able to see in the Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam lived there. You were able to see the Asar Nisim. It was clear, the Ashras Hashchina, which means they were able to see. Ashras Hashchina means that it's clear to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashgiach in this place. If you see an ace, then you know, constant ace, you're able to see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach in this place. People lived as Ruchnius as being the focal point, and everything else was around that. That's basically what the purpose of the belt was. Vayinichenu b'gan Eden la'ovdu l'shamro. Chazal say la'ovdu means mitzvah esay. L'shamro means mitzvah leisasei. That's why man was put here on this world. Even in Gan Eden was la'ovdu l'shamro. La'ovdu l'shamro doesn't mean la'ovdu the what had to be done in Gan Eden. Malachim tzeil le'yayin, tzeil le'basar, misani le'yayin. La'ovdu l'shamro means the ruchnis aspect of it. That's the bizmaninu we lost that to a certain extent. There's the story of somebody wakes up in the morning, and Avraham woke up in the morning and told his wife, the last night I dreamt about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Bianca Galinsky says in the story, last night I dreamt about the Rebbeinu Shalom. So his wife says, no, Shkaich. He says, whatever you think about during the day, that's what you have a dream about at night. So he says, what are you talking about? He says, I get up in the morning, I run to Shachar's. Afterwards, I come quickly, eat something, I bench, go learn for a Seder, and then I learn to eat, I daven mincha, and I grab a little bit to eat, I bench, go to the second Seder, I learn, nice Seder, Maariv, when do I have time to think about the Rebbeinu Shalom? It's a joke, but it's not a joke. Because when was the last time they thought about the Rebbeinu Shalom? That's maybe the nekuda of how much is the Rebbeinu Shalom in our life. We do everything that we could do. We do everything we're supposed to do, live our lives according to the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, where's the Rebbeinu Shalom? Where's the yachas, where's the relationship to the Rebbeinu Shalom? That's really the, if you look at the Haftarah, it's interesting, that's really what the Rebbeinu Shalom says. They were doing everything. They davened, they came, they brought karbonis, they did everything that they were supposed to do. But there was no connection. There was no connection on their level of Chalapachas. That was why the Chorban was destroyed. But what was meant to be at the time of the first base of Mikdash was the connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. To realize that's the Ikr. And for some reason, the Olam Hafach is an interesting pasuk. It's a well-known Klei Yoker in this week's parasha. Stam kedai to know it, not kashor to this. But I think it maybe brings out the point a little bit in contrast to the Ruchnis aspect. It says, Pnu lechem tzoyno. Pasuk says, after Chamishi, Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, Vayom Hashem Ladai Leimer, Rav Lechem Tzevas Har Hazeh, that was by Har Sinai, Pnu Lechem Tzofeinu. Pnu Lechem Tzofeinu, so Chazal Darshin, Yitzpinu Atzmechem. Himegi Yashaito Yishal Esav, Yitzpinu Atzmechem. We're going to read the Klei Yoker. Klei Yoker says as follows, Inyin Atzpana Zu. Atzpana means to go to the north, literally, but it also means Tzofum, to hide oneself. Says Nir Loim Hashem Yimtzay Isha Yisraeli Begolas Achol Azer Eza Atzlocha Zirisham. He says if a Yid finds Eza Atzlocha in Golas, Oz Yatminu VYatzminu Achol Lefnei Esav. Hide it. Don't make it. Don't flaunt it. Ki Ein Lecha Umash Miskanes BYisrael Kma Esav. There is no nation that is Mekan in Klal Yisrael like Esav. Ki Ladaitam Akol Gzula BYodim Mehem Min Birchas Yaakov Avinu Shalakav Bechayza Shal Esav BeMirmo. They're still ticked off at Yaakov Avinu that he took all the brachas from Esav. That's what Yaakov Avinu told his children, even though there's a ra'av and they had food. Says, don't pretend that you don't show that you still have food. Pretend that you don't have food. Kishneim servim sheitzchak gozel atzlachas Yishmol. The Yaakov gozel atzlachas Esav aydeish davas. Because they both Yishmol and Esav both think that Yitzchak and Yaakov stole their atzlachom. Al kein tiva dafka al Esav funu lecham tzvayin shlo yiskanu b'chem. He doesn't have so much money. He shows it off, he flaunts it. The Klei Yoker says, not to flaunt it in the face of the Goyim. But Mitzad Sheni, when a person has the Gashmi Tzik Atzlocha, he shows it off, as he's saying. He shows it off, whether it should be or shouldn't be. That's Mitzad Sheni, when it comes to Ruchnius, I saw it from Rav Brevda. He says, there's something worse than Tzinas Chinom. We know that the base of English is destroyed because of Tzinas Chinom. He says, there's something worse than Tzinas Chinom. And that's Tzinas Atzmai, he says. A person that constantly put themselves down, He says that's worse than Sinas Chinim. Sinas Chinim, he says that at least at the end, even though when you have the Beis Hamikdash, at least you have the Torah. But a person that always is putting themselves down, that, what do I already know, and what's my tefillah worth, and I can't be mechaven, what's that, I don't remember anything at the end, and what's my davening? So that's worse, because then it's going to be a rational person, that he's not going to be a rationalist, and he's not going to learn, it's not there. So that's worse than Sinas Chinim. Sinas Chinim to himself. Sinas Chinim to himself. So it's interesting, we have Mitzad Echor when it comes to Gashmias. He says the minig of Bnei Amenu, Revis Bnei Amenu, is to flaunt it. Even when a person has just a little bit, he likes to flaunt it. However, when it comes to Ruchnius, then a person puts himself down. What do I have already? It's not worth anything. It's not Choshev. It should be the opposite. So that's an akud here, that the focus is on the Gashmias. The Gashmias is the Atzlacha, and you want to show everybody that you have the Atzlacha. When it comes to Ruchnius, no, what do I have already? A person, I think, Faker. When a person makes a Siyum, a person finishes his man, he should throw a party. Should throw. What was I zeichet to? I was zeichet to sit. Whether I remember, I don't remember. I was zeichet to sit through the entire Zman and learn. Learn first Seder, learn second Seder, to learn, to be Mesakin, to take Vachinus. How much do I remember? Only part of it, I don't Seder. But every word, to be Meyakir, every word, to realize that Ruchnius is the reason why we're here. And that's the Ikar Atzlacha. The Ikar Atzlacha is Ruchnius. And every word in Torah is worth more than is kol chafatzech al yishbubach, as it says, chazal darshan. It's connected everything. To realize that that's the ruchnius. The Mesil Sharm says that a person a yid shouldn't say when he's davening for the churban, who am I to daven for the churban? For the me, little me. We had Rabbi Akiva after the churban, didn't work. We had the goinim, we had the amaroyim, we had the zaravon and savaroy, goinim, rishonim, achronim. And I'm going to be the one to bring the Beis HaMikdash. He says, don't think about it that way. He says, that's not every person that should do their every person is chashir, every person is yichel sadavin, and even if he doesn't, but the Maisa that says he's not the one at the end of the day that's going to bring the, even if at the end of the day Mashiach doesn't come because of his tefillah. It was a chelik of it. It was a person shouldn't think that he's not chashir and his tefillah is not chashir. I and the Maisa was spacing out half the time. Yeah, but everything that a person does, that's the altar of Shafnesh and Hashem Aleitipana that we mentioned in the past. Sometimes when it's much harder, it's much more chashuv. And in the Chanami, we have 1,000 things that are on our mind, and we live in a generation where technology takes up our mind, and it's hard for us to concentrate, and v'chulu, and therefore, people have, if they don't see things moving in front of them on the screen, it's harder for them to keep their, just looking at words on the page, it's hard for them to concentrate. V'chulu mekem, every word that a person concentrates is oilam u'mlayu, is kiyodua. The Alter of Kelm said that it's kedai, the entire world should be created so that one year at one time she will have to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, and 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai is not one Amen, and 1,000 Amen is the need for one Amen Yishmir Abba. This person was able to say that's just Agav anytime that you want to by Amen Yishmir Abba. It's too many Kaddishim at the end of davening. Just think about that for a second. So that's the fact that it says Amen Yishmir Abba, but Kokechei currently Dinei Shalshim B'Shana. It's worth it. How many lottery tickets would we want to buy if we knew that every time that we have an Amen Yishmir Abba, we have a chance at a lottery? It's a possibility that this time I'll be able to be mechaven and I'll be able to currently exardino shoshim shana. So who wouldn't go for such a lottery ticket? But to understand that that's the real chashivas is to that's the focus that we're missing. To live with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, to realize that Ruchnius is a reality, and to realize that I just saw a fascinating story. Stayed over Bekitzer. I saw it this morning, actually. Saw it this morning. It was on the Kamash Kachar protest. It was actually printed a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago or so. And it seems that it happened recently. This person that was involved with... He actually wasn't sure. The Rebbe usually likes looking for... The person that's saying the story said he looks for stories to tell over to his bachurim. And he found the story. He wasn't sure if he should say it over. For whatever halachic reasons, whether maybe the person was knowing properly... And he bumped into Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so I guess it didn't happen in the last half year. And he asked him about it, and he said, Mitzvah Farsim. So he said that there's a story about somebody that, an older man here, that is Isaac in bringing Kfarim from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Because he was asked by a certain fellow, named his name actually, somebody gross, that to bring his father asked him, before his Nifter, if he has a chance at some point to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Kitzer was Nifter 63 years ago, and he was Nifter in Russia. But Kitzer was right at the exactly where they were running away from at that point, and he was nifter somewhere in Chutz La'aretz, somewhere in Russia, in that area. And he says, if you have a chance, please bring me to Eretz Yisrael. Kitzer, he asked this fellow to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, and it's all, you have to get Rishus, and you have to get Rishus from Gedolim, and they should have it, and it's not so posh, it, just take a nifter and bring him out, take him from one place to the next. Because he went there, and he opened up the kever, and he saw that the talis that he was wrapped up in was totally shalim, 100%. 100%. And underneath it, he picked up the talis, and he saw that there was nothing left. Atzomai. No tachrichin, no. The only thing that was left was bones, which is a standard 63 years, that's generally what's left. It makes zero sense that all the tachrichin got eaten up by the rim of a toleil, and his talis was 100%. The kitzer, he came to Eretz Yisrael, and they brought him to... And he joined in the Levi, he says he didn't really join the Levi, but he met the son there, and he asked the son, can you tell me a little about your father? So he says, I really don't know so much about my father. He was nifter when I was 20 years old. I know that he was pushing the kid, he wasn't, I know he gave a lot of tzedakah, that's what it said on his cover there. It says, Nosan, tzedakah bechibo besimcha, or something like that. So he says, yeah, so I know there's a lot of yid in the kiv, bechibo besimcha. This is not, is there anything else? So he says, you know what? I remember there is something fascinating about him. He says he would never talk when he had talis on. Even when they asked him for a name to call him up for an aliyah, he would take off his talis, say, Chaim Yanko ben Shimon David, put his talis back on, and then go up. He wouldn't talk. He says, oh, that's the answer. He says, we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was doing not just that the talis shouldn't get in, he was doing that everybody should find out about the story as well. He was doing that people should realize that he should be 63 years after he was nifter. He should be brought to Eretz Yisrael. And he should... Why? To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabeh Yosalko burial. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show. The Tachrichin were probably made out of the same material as the Talis. It could very well be. It was wool. It was cotton. And they got eaten up totally. And the Talis was 100% showing. To show. Ruchnis is real. We don't always see it. And that's the sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu gives little glimpses that we're able to see, So realize that that's the reality, and it's something to bear in mind for Ben Azmanim. Unfortunately, the Zman doesn't have the same shmiro as during the Zman. The more limud haTorah there is, the more shmiro there is. Davar pashut. And Mamela, every opportunity that a person has to learn, he shouldn't have the sinus asmai. What's my minute chashuv? Yes, 2 minutes. Yes, a minute to say Kapitul Tilm. Say Kapitul Tilm. You don't have the same Yechilis to learn during Zman as you have during Zman. First of all, there should be a Kavias. And it could be the Kavias is included in the Kavias is making a Chavrusa. That's a much better Kavias than learning by yourself. It's a much bigger Machayev. If you have a Chavrusa, it's not, you can't just say no. If you have the Yechilis to have a Chavrusa, have a Chavrusa. The Yechilis to learn what a person wants to learn was. That he doesn't always have a chance to learn, but to make some sort of kavias, to make sure that he has a kavias during Ben Azmanim, and to realize that any minute that he has, that he's willing to donate towards ruchnius, whether it's limud haTorah, whether it's davening, or whether it's Kapitul Tehillim, or whether it's chesed, everything is the chilus to be shomer on Klal Yisrael. Everything is ruchnius is a reality, and it is shomer. And unfortunately, Ben Azmanim, Rachman Atzlan, in the past, hopefully it shouldn't be this year. It should be less of a shmir. So that's something also the person should bear in mind. To daven for Klal Yisrael. Daven for Klal Yisrael, the Ben Azmanim should pass b'shmiras haguf v'hanefesh of all of Klal Yisrael. And everybody should come out of Ben Azmanim brim v'shleimim b'guf v'hanefesh. There shouldn't be chas v'shalom anything that's fakert of that. That's a person. Who am I to daven in Klal Yisrael? Yes, you're the one to daven in Klal Yisrael, for sure. Every tefillah helps. Every minute of Torah helps. To be mizmainin, a person should be mizmainin. That's what Tisha B'Av is. Tisha B'Av is all about. Amilo hizmainon. That's Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Tainis. He says that better than fasting is to take one day off and to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tisha B'Av is a day that there's many hours that people don't know what to do themselves. People don't know, even if they got that thank you, even if they were able to, Kinnis took you to Chatzais, you still have from 12:45 till 7 o'clock in the afternoon that a person doesn't have exactly what to do with themselves. So if a person is able to take a few minutes, Amelia's been on, just to think, oh, here. He brings down from the Arizal, the Bir Aloch and Simon Tovkuf Ayin Aleph. Tam Chochum Ein Rishay Leisha B'Tainis, is what the Shulchan Aruch says. B'nei Shem Amayit B'Malach, Melech HaShemayim. And he says, the Shloah Kodesh, B'Sim Sefer Charedim, Shemotah B'Shem Arizal, Kol Mash Atimtze B'Sigufim Le'Nizkri, Le'Mish Ein Amol Ha'Batero, V'Mish Ha'Teros Yomnasi, V'Yodea, Da'as V'Yerz Hashem, Lo Yechalash Le'Izbata Milimudoy, Achirim Echon Min HaShavu, Yisrachik Bnei Yodom, Yizboidid Beino Le'Bein Koine, Yizkashir Machshav Teiboy, Kilo Kvar Eimin Lefanov B'Yom Adin, Yidav L'Kel Yizbarach Yishay Yidav Her Evel Al Rabbi Bein Al Aviv. B'Tigu Zeh Achreinim. Kein Zeh Kasvach Hayodom. Mr. Brewer is bringing down from the Rizal what a person should do. Now, that's on a day that you're not supposed to fast. We're supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av, and we have the time to spend, I'm not saying to spend the entire day, Yizboidid Beino Le'Bein Koine. But a person can have 10 minutes, could be during Kinnis also. More kedai, toiv mat bitzar, toiv mat b'kavan b'harvi shalei b'kavan is also one kino that he's mizboinen in it. It's worth more than 40 that you're not. But at least 5 minutes, maybe even less, 3 minutes. This nekuda of being makir, the amilu is mizboinen, to be mizboinen a little bit, to speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom, make the Rebbeinu Shalom real. Make the Rebbeinu Shalom real, speak to him. The more that we focus on the Rebbeinu Shalom, the more we have the yicholis to be mekasher to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and Be'ez Hashem bring the gula shleima b'mehir v'meidim.